first case for argument this morning is State v. Joseph J. Buttercase. Ms. Vincent, good morning to you. Is there anyone here on behalf of Mr. Buttercase? I do not believe so. Ms. Vincent, you may approach and you may proceed.
May it please the Court, my name is Melissa Vincent. I'm an Assistant Attorney General and I represent the Appellee of the State of Nebraska. Buttercase appeals the District Court's denial of his motion to return his property because the record in this case is admittedly sparse, and I want to take a moment to explain how we got here procedurally. In July 2011, Buttercase physically and sexually assaulted his ex-girlfriend at his home in Beatrice. While the police were investigating that incident, they discovered child pornography on his computer. The state subsequently filed a single information charging him with 5 counts related to the assault and 3 counts of possession of child pornography. Buttercase moved to sever the child pornography charges. That motion was granted, and those charges were later dismissed. He then proceeded on the trial on the remaining 5 counts and was convicted of 4. 2 weeks after he was sentenced on his state convictions, he was federally indicted for the child pornography. In the meantime, he pursued a direct appeal in his state case, and his convictions and sentences were affirmed by the Court of Appeals. Thereafter, he filed a motion for post-conviction relief in which he alleged various claims of ineffective assistance of counsel. That motion was denied without an evidentiary hearing, and he appealed. While that appeal was pending, and while his federal prosecution was still pending, he filed a motion for return of seized property, seeking return of several of the items that were seized in connection with those 2 cases. The state resisted the motion, citing the pending litigation in both state and federal courts. The district court ultimately denied the motion, finding it would be premature to release the property since it may be needed as evidence in one or both pending cases. The issue presented here is whether the district court's reason for denying the motion was an abuse of discretion. We submit that it was not. The relevant statute is section 29-818, which provides in pertinent part that property seized may not be taken from the officer having it in custody so long as it is or may be required as evidence in any trial, nor may it be taken in any event where a complaint has been filed in connection with which the property was or may be used as evidence. That provision by express terms encompasses both the federal prosecution that was pending at the time he filed this motion and a potential retrial in the event his state post-conviction proceeding is successful. To the extent that our case claims that this provision does not extend to collateral proceedings, we simply note that the Court of Appeals rejected a similar argument in State v. Maestas, which is a published opinion, 2002, 11 MAP 262. Notably, in that case, there was no pending post-conviction proceeding, but merely the prospect of a future post-conviction proceeding. And while the court acknowledged that a trial because of a post-conviction proceeding is a very unlikely occurrence, it nonetheless found that its likelihood was not so remote. Section 29-18 required the evidence to be owner.
Counsel, in this case, what relief is being requested in the pending post-conviction case? Is it a resentencing request or is it an alternative request?
A retrial, I think. Alleging errors with respect to a motion for trial and some other things.
Thank you.
So do we know what has happened to the post-conviction proceedings?
It is currently pending before the Court of Appeals, and it has not been placed on the proposed call yet.
And what about the federal case?
The federal case, he pled back in March of 2016. He was sentenced at the end of June, and my understanding is he has not made that decision. But in any event, we submit that the same reason the Court of Appeals employed Maestas is equally here, and for those reasons, the discretion in denying this motion, and of course, we ask that the judgment of the district be affirmed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next case of the day is Medicine Creek LLC versus Middle Republican Natural Resources District. Schroeder, good morning to you.
Good morning.